Yes, indeed. Mother Nature on occasion can go randomly mad. Mad, I say. Hi, John Landecker. No, I'm not mad. Mother Nature's mad. 7:10, and you know who knows more about Mother Nature going mad? Mad! Is WGN-TV weather producer Bill Snyder. Good evening, Bill. Welcome to WGN. How the heck you doing?
John, it's good to talk to you. Good evening to you, and good evening to all our listeners out there. A happy Thursday evening.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. And I think maybe saying Mother Nature goes mad is a little too strong. But,
right.
You know, it's obviously, living around here, we certainly know the swings that the weather can take. And in just look at the past couple of weeks.
Right.
I mean, what's going on?
It's
Bill.
It's spring. It's spring being spring in Chicago, John. It's just crazy. But we've had these, these weather disturbances that swing through, and you get some push of warm air on the front side of these storms. So we get enjoy some mild spring like temperatures like we had yesterday. Was pushing 80 degrees in parts of the area, and then these little troughs of low pressure, we call it, that come in, from sweeping in from the west and the northwest, they bring some cooler air down here and showery, unsettled weather at the same time, too. And that's what's kind of what we've been in today. There's a little system that's moving to our north and east, and it's brought the clouds and showers and much cooler temperatures. But, what's interesting, John, I was looking at spring, and you might find this may or may not surprise you, but, we like to look at our seasons based on, the start of each month. So our climatological spring period would be March 1 through May 31st, and then, climatological summer beginning on June 1st, running through the end of August and so forth. So our period of record here since March 1st through the present is averaging 50 degrees, and that's when you take all the daytime highs, all the nighttime lows, and you lump it all together, the average temperature is 50.0 degrees. And you know what, John? It is the third warmest spring in Chicago since records began in 1871. Only 2012, which was 53.3, and 1977, which was 50.6, have been any warmer. And interesting note too, John, 70% of the days this spring have posted a temperature surplus. So we've had, 7 in 10 days have been warmer than normal. So how about that?
Well, it doesn't feel like it.
And I think that's, perception is a great thing. And we kind of, we remember what's going on at the present time. And we quickly forget that we've had several warm days here, mixed in. And, again, when I say warmer than normal days, that necessarily doesn't mean that the daytime high was warm, but if the nighttime low was warmer than normal, then you lump it all together and they average it all out. So but it's interesting.
Well, the humidity and the rain. That makes things seem colder. A chill, if you will. I mean, maybe cold's not the right word, but it puts a chill on everything.
Sure, sure. Well, especially today when, we've had rainfall and temperatures in the 50s, and I mean, it definitely feels chilly. I mean, considering yesterday, there were many parts of the area, especially in the west and southwest suburbs, that had temperatures warm well into the 80s. It was like a summer day yesterday. O'Hare hit a high of 79. Midway hit 78 yesterday, and, it was a touch cooler again at the lakefront, but another interesting, factlet, John, about this spring, and, again, it doesn't necessarily mean anything to you right now because as you mentioned, you've been feeling a little bit on the cool side, especially here downtown. But, Lake Michigan, and that plays a huge role in our weather in the spring because it takes forever to warm that lake up. And it's a devil to get warm air sometimes all the way up to the lakefront because if there's an excuse for the wind to turn around to the east or the northeast, pushing some of that cool air off the lake inland, it'll happen. Now, what's worth noting, John, is we came off a very mild winter, and as I mentioned, the spring itself has been very warm, averaging 6 degrees above normal for this at this point. But what's interesting is Lake Michigan, the full surface water temperatures of Lake Michigan are running about 5 degrees warmer than they were a year ago. So you know, as cool as you've felt at times, mm-hmm. it would probably feel even cooler if we didn't have all this residual warmth that we had, you know, from this past winter and certainly what's gone on so far this spring. So that can certainly impact our weather moving forward, certainly the rest of spring and as we go into the first days and weeks of summer next month. So that's an interesting factor there, you know.
19 minutes after 7 with John Landecker at 720 WGN, talking to Bill Snyder, the knowledgeable WGN TV weather producer. What about the tornadoes? Are we having more than usual?
I'll tell you, John. You know, we certainly are. As a matter of fact, you know, as much as we can certainly like to complain about our weather and how it's been kind of cool at times and damp, you know, we've seen about nearly 9.3 inches of rain here since March 1st, which is about 125% of normal, and way more than last year to this point in the spring. Last year, we had only had a little over six inches, so we're 1.5 times the moisture a year ago. But we've, by and large, you know, outside of, you know, we had that brief EF0 tornado a couple of days ago that leveled that barn near Harvard.
Right.
But for the most part, you know, we've been pretty lucky in escaping the real damaging, you know, severe thunderstorms that have been so prevalent across much of the country. As a matter of fact, you know, they had that tornado on Monday in Barnesdale, Oklahoma, John, that was an EF4 rated. EF4, you know, to put in perspective here, has wind speeds of 166 to 200 miles per hour.
Wow.
And so it's no wonder why those poor people in that community, the entire town was leveled by that twister. And, you know, there was some twisters last night that responsible for 3 fatalities in the Mid-South near Tennessee and points in those areas, more than 100 homes damaged. So it's been very active, and that's been something that's happening recently. They've had just – so in April, John, we had 300 tornadoes across the country, which is the second most on record.
Wow.
And our tornado records go back to 1950. Only 2011 had more tornadoes. And just since Monday, I was tallying the reports since Monday, we've had 100 tornadoes across the country, 647 reports of damaging winds, and 400 reports of large hail. So it's really ramped up. And in May alone, we've had about 130 tornadoes, which – believe it or not, equals the entire monthly total in 2020. So we're almost about the same as we had just a few years ago. So, you know, talking to one of the forecasters at the Storm Prediction Center, and they're the Storm Prediction Center is the outfit who issues the tornado watches, the severe thunderstorm watches, and so forth. Our year-to-date total is running about 20% higher than the long-term average. And we've had the most tornadoes year to date since 2017. So, you know, it's not your perception that it's been an active season so far, because it certainly has. And, you know, here locally, as I said, we've been fairly lucky this month. You know, we had that tornado the other day, but May historically sees the most tornadoes of any month in Chicago, at least the Chicago area. And that covers our countywide area that the folks at the National Weather Service in Romeoville covers. So, with April and June a close second and third behind May. So we're right in the midst of tornado prime time, but fortunately here we've managed to dodge the worst of the storms.
You know, speaking of dodging, weather and just weather in general is very fascinating on a day-to-day basis, and then specific things happen that cause me to go, wow, how'd that happen? Okay, so we had here's the deal. So we had this hail,
right,
and this wind just the other day, and I'm sitting at home here, and it got very, very dark.
Yeah.
And then it passed.
Right.
And there was absolutely no hail here.
Mm-hmm.
And then literally like a half a mile away, some friends of mine got blasted.
Yeah.
How is it so – how can it vary so much over a short period of, you know – a distance.
Yeah, you know, John, it's very reminiscent of a summertime thunderstorm. I mean, you know, you get these thunderstorms that bubble up in you know, kind of a warm, summer-like, humid environment, and they can certainly hit one area harder than others, and then, you know, another area that's not too far away, you know, can miss out completely. So it's just, you know, we always like to say in warm season thunderstorms, they don't fall homogeneously across the area. So it's just, that's just the way the nature doesn't distribute it that way. And, you know, there are certain situations where, hey, everyone's going to get hit pretty good by a storm. And that's, you know, typical when we see what we call a squall line. A squall line is just, it's a line of strong winds embedded within a cluster of thunderstorms. And when you see a squall line on the radar as a weather forecaster and meteorologist in this area, then that kind of sends alarm bells off in your head, and you know that that's going to potentially do damage over a large, larger portion of the area. But the storms that hit the other day were kind of on the more of the scattered variety versus a, you know, large scale cluster of storms.
What are the conditions that cause hail?
You know, it has to do with, you know, with a pool of cool air. You know, you get a pool of cool air aloft with these storms and the water droplets, that forms the hail. But, it's a fascinating situation, John, because you get raindrops that are carried upward by thunderstorm updrafts into extremely, cold areas of the atmosphere, and then they then freeze, and they have nowhere to go, but the weight of the hailstone ends up falling down.
Fascinating.
So that's what happens. Yeah.
Wow.
It is fascinating, unless your car is out in the middle of it, right?
Yeah,
you don't like to do any damage, but I know there were some damage, I think, in parts of the area the other day, because we had two inch hail measured in Orland Park, so, yeah.
So what do you think about the ever increasing sunset? Where are we now? Where the sun? What time is the sun?
Oh, you know what, John? Yeah, we're actually bumping up against 8 o'clock right now as far as the sunset. So the good news is we our days are still continuing to lengthen, and they will do so for about another little over a month or so till June 21st, which is our longest day. So our longest day features 15 hours and 13 minutes of daylight. So our sun goes up about 5:15 in the morning, and it doesn't set until close to 8:30, which, you know, on a clear day, that means you could have twilight till 9 o'clock or just past that. So that's my favorite time of the year. I don't know about you. I really love those days. But the official sunset right now, John, I'm looking it up for you, is, wouldn't you know, it's 8 o'clock. How about that? So that means we have at least another 30 minutes to go before our sunset, you know, peaks at the at its latest time.
Does that have any relationship to when cicadas arrive?
You know what? No. Actually, the cicadas, I hate to say it, and I know a lot of people have been asking me about that. Typically, when the soil temperature within 8 inches from the ground reaches 64 degrees, and I don't know why that's a magic number, but it seems to be among the folks at the Morton Arboretum and those that study these insects, but that seems to be the magic number when they start popping out of the ground. And I know we reported on our newscast yesterday or the day before that the cicadas are out in earnest in St. Louis, so you know they always run a little bit warmer than us because they're farther south. But typically, I would say within the next week or so, I think we're going to start seeing them, certainly by next weekend. And I had been telling everybody all along it would probably be between Mother's Day and Memorial Day. Certainly before Memorial Day, but not necessarily before Mother's Day. So right in that window is kind of the sweet spot where I think they'll start coming out. And I guess on the flip side, the sooner we can get them out, then the sooner we get rid of them, right?
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
Because they last about 4 to 6 weeks and before they're gone. But boy, they're going to be loud.
Well, you know, since I've got you here, Bill Snyder, WGN-TV weather producer, what's the forecast?
Well, John, you know what? We got clouds will continue much of the night. Most of the rain is passing out of the area now, so that's good news. We may have some clouds to start the day tomorrow, but it should turn partly sunny by midday and afternoon, and we got a pretty nice day compared to today. We'll see temperatures warm into the middle, maybe even upper 60s away from the lake, but there will be a breeze off Lake Michigan that keeps area beaches and downtown locations locations, probably closer to 60 degrees. And then there's a little disturbance, as I was talking about this kind of this fast moving, these little troughs that are moving through that bring these little weather disturbances. So there's another one of those that's coming through tomorrow night that'll bring a period of showers and probably somewhere between, 10 and midnight or so, but it won't last long. This is literally like a 3-hour deal. And then we'll start the weekend off on a very pleasant note, mostly sunny skies. Temperatures again will be well into the 60s on Saturday. And for Mother's Day, we got a real treat for all the moms out there. Should see plenty of sunshine and temperatures not far from 80 degrees. So how about that?
Wow.
Next chance of showers does arrive Sunday night, but majority of the day, you know, if the moms decide to want to get out and start planting their flowers and so forth, it will be a beautiful day for that.
Very good.
Yeah.
He brings good weather tidings. Bill, thank you so much for being with us.
John, pleasure
really
to talk to you.
Always a pleasure to talk to you.